Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day two of our Project Survival Cat Haven from Dunlap, California inspired recipes is my black and blue grilled ribeye steak. What I'm going to need are 4 6-ounce CAB certified Angus beef ribeye steaks, about an inch to an inch and a quarter thick. 1 tablespoon of Rosenthal olive ranches, basil, Arbasana olive oil. Salt and pepper to taste always. I'm going to allow this to grill for approximately 3 minutes on each side. Now, a true blue steak, which really means raw, is a steak that would be more like 35 seconds on each side. But then again, I always found that concept of the blue steak to just be way too much. And even if it's CAB, we always want to remember, rare is one thing, but you know, having something where they consider it still mooing, which is a concept that means very, very raw, isn't something that I don't really condone in terms of safety. But I love the black and blue concept. You know, it just, it's got a really cool name to it as well. But it is still going to be pretty rare. Once we have grilled on the other side, I am going to top with our Gorgonzola blue cheese. And I'm going to put 2 ounces of blue cheese on each steak. I have on my recipe 8 ounces, just assuming if we had a 24-ounce steak, and there are some out there. Then we're going to add 4 ounces of caramelized onion. That's 1 ounce per steak. 2 tablespoons of olive oil now are going to go into a separate pan. We're going to allow this to sit on a plate and allow it to cool. And with the cheese and the onions on top of it, this is going to melt down just beautifully. So 8 ounces of cauliflower now goes into a pot. And we're going to fill that up with some water. And I didn't put it down because obviously we know we need to put water. We're going to let this get nice and soft, or nice and fork tender, like they say. And then I'm going to add in there, after I dump all the water out and just leave the cauliflower, I'm going to add in 1 cup of cream, 3 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. I'm going to blend this and allow this to come to a nice puree. Now, if you want this to be a smoother puree, you want it to be thinner, more runnier, that's okay. Just add a little bit of water, and I recommend a tablespoon at a time, because it doesn't take much to turn this into this puree that we're all looking for. And like I said, the concept of black and blue, it really just comes with the black meaning that it's a steak that's got a really, really good char on the outside, but it's still pretty raw on the inside. And though ours isn't going to be as raw, I'd still call it a black and blue, just because that's the concept of what we're trying to do, is we're trying to have that effect on everyone. So once again, this is my black and blue grilled ribeye steak. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.